This is ARRL Audio News, your weekly summary of news highlights from the world of amateur radio. If you retransmit audio news through a repeater, listen for the Morse code K character, followed by 4 seconds of silence. That's your cue to stop transmitting so that your repeater timer can reset.
I'm John Ross, KD8IDJ, and this is the ARRL Audio News for Friday, October 24th, 2025. ARRL's nationwide grassroots campaign aimed at securing the passage of federal legislation that would grant amateur radio operators the right to install antennas on their property has been active now for just over a month. The campaign, announced in the ARRL membership bulletin on September 17, 2025, follows the reintroduction of the Amateur Radio Emergency Preparedness Act in February of 2025. The bipartisan bills are designed to prevent restrictive homeowners association HOA rules that currently prohibit or severely limit the installation of amateur radio antennas, even when such antennas are hidden in trees, placed in attics, mounted on vehicles, or look like flagpoles. This legislation is about restoring equal rights to licensed amateur radio operators, said ARRL President Rick Roderick, K5UR. These restrictions hinder not only the enjoyment of amateur radio, but also its vital role in emergency communication during disasters. To advance the legislation, ARRL is calling on its members and all licensees of the U.S. Amateur Radio Service to take action by sending letters to their congressional representatives. That process has been made easy through a dedicated online tool that hams can use to easily generate and submit pre-drafted letters with just a few clicks. Every letter matters, and your representatives and senators need to know that the passage of this legislation is important to you. ARRL is also encouraging radio clubs to provide letters of support and is urging each club officer to sign the letters. There are instructions for clubs on how to complete the letters and a sample letter for clubs, DXOCX, that should be customized with their information. All of the information to help pass the bill can be found at ARRL.org, current legislation. ARRO Atlantic Division Director Bob Flamiglio, K3RF, made a TV appearance on WTXF-TV, Fox 29, Philadelphia's Pennsylvania's Talking Up a Storm program on Sunday, October 10th, 2025. Flamiglio was the guest of meteorologist Drew Anderson, and the talk was all about things amateur radio, including a little history, gadgets, and even how amateur radio helps when the weather turns dangerous. I made sure viewers received a better definition of amateur radio, said Flamiglio. We're not just sitting in the basement messing with knobs and gadgets. We are ready to help with communications when needed. Flamiglio also had a chance to talk about ARRL's nationwide grassroots Pass the Bill campaign to pass the Amateur Radio Emergency Preparedness Act, as was introduced in February of 2025. Also joining the conversation was Lou Rue, WX3I, Skywarn, Pennsylvania Regional Coordinator, Storm Chaser, and Meteorologist. Flamiglio said a video of that show, which was also broadcast on Fox 29's digital on-the-air channels, would be available in a couple of weeks. The National Hurricane Center in Florida, the Hurricane WatchNet, HWN, and amateur radio operators have been tracking Tropical Storm Melissa. Melissa is definitely going to need to be watched. If it makes it into the Gulf, it could be a big problem, said ARRL Director of Emergency Management Josh Johnson, KE5MHV. As of midday Thursday, Melissa had been reorganizing and is expected to begin intensifying. Heavy rains and life-threatening flooding are expected for portions of Hispaniola and Jamaica through the weekend. A tropical storm warning is now in effect for Jamaica. Rainfall totals are forecast to be 6 to 12 inches in the southern Dominican Republic, southern Haiti, and eastern Jamaica through Sunday, with locally higher amounts possible throughout the weekend. Melissa's track and forward speed reduces confidence in the exact totals. Regardless, significant life-threatening flash flooding and numerous landslides are expected. HWN is currently at Alert 3 standby mode. When activated, amateur radio operators can monitor or join the net on 14.325 MHz upper sideband during the day, or 7.268 megahertz lower sideband at night. The VOIP Hurricane Net will continue to monitor Melissa as well and any other developments in the tropics. ARRL News will have any further updates as the storm progresses. The Georgia Tech Amateur Radio Club, W4AQL, hosted its largest ever amateur radio boot camp at the Hive Makerspace, welcoming more than 45 students for a full day of hands-on learning, presentations, and license testing on October 18th, 2025. The boot camp introduced Georgia Tech students to the fundamentals of amateur radio through interactive sessions on electronics, antennas, digital communications, and safety practices. Participants explored how radio connects science, engineering, and community service in an accessible and exciting way. And throughout the day, attendees took part in radio-themed Kahoot trivia challenges, talked with operators from local clubs, and learned how to continue their journey in amateur radio. The club also awarded 20 portable handheld radios to newly licensed students and winners of the Kahoot trivia to help them get on the air right away. Our goal was to make radio approachable and engaging, said Club Vice President Matthew Lyon, KN4MXH. We want every student who walks in curious to leave passionate, ready to explore and grow in this hobby. The highlight of the day was a free FCC technician license testing program coordinated by the Atlanta VE team. Thanks to their dedication and smooth coordination, 44 students earned their amateur radio licenses, achieving an impressive 98% pass rate. Founded in 1912, the Georgia Tech Amateur Radio Club is one of the oldest collegiate amateur radio organizations in the country. The club continues to promote education, experimentation, and service through campus outreach and collaboration with the Atlanta radio community. Many special events are planned to celebrate 2025 Veterans Day on November 11th from 1500 Zulu to 2000 Zulu. KA4TOL, the Hori Post 111 of the American Legion Amateur Radio Club of Conway, South Carolina, will be on the air using 14.255, 7.264, 14.275, and 7.185 megahertz. A certificate will be available by email. QSL cards are accepted, and the sender will receive a QSL card in return. On November 11th and November 12th, from 0400 to 0400, WJ4DD, the Orlick Amateur Radio Society in Jacksonville, Florida, will celebrate Navy Days and Veterans Day using 7.225 and 14.250 megahertz. That celebration will include the birthdays of the Naval Air Stations, NAS, at Jacksonville, Naval Air Station Mayport, Master Jet Base NAS Seacole Field, and the birthday of the United States Marines. A certificate will be available there. The New River Valley Amateur Radio Club in Christiansburg, Virginia, will celebrate Veterans Day from the National D-Day Memorial in Bedford, Virginia, with a special event station, W2B, on 14.275 megahertz. For additional information, visit their website, www.n4nrv.org. And the Central Ohio Radio Club, Cork, in Columbus, Ohio, will air its fourth annual Veterans Day check-in net on the club's 146.76 repeater. All amateur radio operators are invited to participate and share their stories of family and military service or Veterans Day tributes. In the club spotlight this week, ARRO would like to know just how your club greets and deals with new members and especially new hands. Please take a few minutes to fill out the survey at the club spotlight on new members at ARRL.org. Your answers may be featured in future publications. And the ARRL Kentucky section has a new manager. Robert Sobleretti, K6ZZ, has been appointed as section manager for the Kentucky section as of October 17, 2025. He is active in contesting and digital modes. And Sobleretti assumes the role after the former section manager, Alan Morgan, KY10, became a silent key recently. Morgan had served as section manager in Kentucky from April 2015 to 2017 and again this year. United States Air Force Military Auxiliary Radio System, AF MARS, will hold its 77th annual special event from 0001 UTC November 8th through 2359 UTC November 11th, 2025. Stations W1A, W1E, W1C, and W1W will be on the air from Scott Air Force Base in Illinois in the general and technician portions of 80 to 10 meters, excluding 60 meters, using voice, CW, and digital FT8. All amateur radios are invited to participate in the event. There will not be any QSL cards issued, but a downloadable certificate will be available in mid-September. Bruce Page, KK5DO, is here now with this week's AMSAT report. Bruce?
Thanks, John. AMSAT has taken an unprecedented step in furthering our educational outreach efforts. During the AMSAT Board of Directors meeting, AMSAT President Drew Glassbrenner, KO4MA, suggested that student memberships should be free. I made a motion to that effect, and it was unanimously approved by the board. Any student can apply for a free membership at launch.amsat.org/membership. The only stipulation is that they must be enrolled in an educational program from primary school through a master's degree program and be under the age of 25. In the few days since announcement, there have been 18 students registered. These students are our future, and to allow them the benefits of membership will help them through their chosen career development. AMSAT is working to have 5 each of our SDRB boards, linear transponder modules, or LTMs, and PACSAT boards on the shelf ready to meet any short notice launch possibilities or school requests by the end of 2026. An upgrade to the software on CubeSat Sim will allow it to transmit in FunCube mode, as well as use it for a crossband repeater, on very low power, of course. These 2 new features will make learning more fun in the classroom. This is Bruce Page, KK5DO. Back to you, John.
And thanks, Bruce, for that report. Just ahead in radio sport this week, October 24th, the weekly RIDI test, that's digital. Also on the 24th, the NCCC Sprint CW. October 25th through the 26th, the CQ Worldwide DX Contest, single sideband, that's phone. October 25th, the 902 MHz and up fall Sprint, CW phone and digital. And on October 27th, the RSGB FT4 contest, digital. And on October 29th, the UKEICC 80-meter contest, that is CW. And remember to visit the ARRL contest calendar for more events and information. Upcoming section, state, and division conventions on October 23rd through the 26th. It's HamCon Colorado 2025, hosting the ARRL Rocky Mountain Division Convention. That's in Grand Junction, Colorado. November 1st, the Stone Mountain Ham Fest, hosting the ARRL Georgia State Convention in Lawrenceville, Georgia. November 15th, it's the Super Situation ARC Superfest and Electronics Expo, hosting the ARRL Arizona State Convention. That's in Mesa, Arizona. And on December 12th through the 13th, the Tampa Bay Ham Fest, hosting the ARRL West Central Florida Section Convention. That's in Plant City, Florida. And remember to search the ARRL HamFest and Convention database to find more events in your area. And finally this week, thanks to the Benton County Radio Operators Club in Rogers, Arkansas, for airing the ARRL audio news on their repeater. 7-3.
And that concludes ARRL Audio News for this week. Our thanks to all contributors to this week's report. ARRL Audio News is produced by the American Radio Relay League, the National Association for Amateur Radio. For more information on amateur radio or the ARRL, visit us on the web at arrl.org. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter by searching for ARRL. If you have a question or comment about ARRL Audio News, email us at audionews@arrl.org. This program is copyright ARRL, all rights reserved. 73, and thanks for listening.